Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Manhattan. It's 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. In our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. 3:36, what is up with the stock market? We'll tell you the latest then at 3:44. A community health center in southeast Kansas is working on solving rural health workforce shortages by introducing kids to jobs in the medical field.
We are about growing the next generation of healthcare professionals right here at home to where kids can see themselves in these roles and it doesn't feel so foreign.
Learn how some camp activities could help fight a long-term health worker shortage coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
KPR truly appreciates all the support from members and sustainers like you during our spring membership drive, the Hive Drive. We were thrilled to see so much support from our listening community in this uncertain environment. Your support provides breaking news coverage, uplifting music, and heartwarming programming. If you didn't get a chance to donate, never fear. We'll let you do it just this once. Consider pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
A lot of people who buy their own health insurance on the federal and state exchanges saw premium hikes this year. To keep costs down, many switched to a high-deductible health plan.
I didn't know what a deductible was, so I just went with what was cheap. And now I have regret.
Hear about tips on how to navigate these plans on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host for Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food to their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. News headlines are coming your way in about 30 seconds. It's 3:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says there should be more information available to Congress and to Kansans about the war in Iran. Moran says the 2-week ceasefire is a sigh of relief, but he thinks this is the time for more transparency.
Where are we? How did we get here? What have we accomplished? What are the goals? The reason I'm looking for information is to make judgment calls, but also so that my constituents know more about this.
Moran chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee. He says more information could help make it clear whether the military action is worth the cost. The war has caused fuel and fertilizer costs to go up for Kansas farmers. Moran says farmers are not prepared for another financial challenge. They're already facing high input costs and low profits. A bill on Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's desk would expand how local Kansas jails handle detainer requests from federal immigration officials. Under the measure, county sheriffs could hold individuals based solely on an ICE detainer request, even without criminal charges, while awaiting transfer to federal custody. The bill would allow an administrative warrant to be sufficient. That's not the same as a judicial warrant, which is signed by a judge. Administrative warrants are written by immigration officers, not judges. Republican Representative Brett Fairchild does not agree with the bill and says ICE should have to get judicial warrants.
I don't buy into the whole idea that it wouldn't be possible for our immigration agencies also obtain judicial warrants.
Supporters say the change creates clearer rules for cooperation with federal agencies. In-state tuition for immigrants without documentation could come to an end in Kansas pending a vote in the state legislature. Republicans passed a bill this year to end the policy, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. GOP leaders will try to override that veto when they return to Topeka tomorrow, but they're facing an uphill battle. Some Republican lawmakers have joined Democrats in criticizing the bill. Republicans are also going to try to override a veto on a bill to expand tax credits for families of kids who go to private school. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 3:35.
Support listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In rural Kansas, it can be hard to fill jobs in healthcare, especially for positions like primary care or specialty doctors. A community health center is now working to address this issue by introducing kids to careers in medicine and building a potential workforce for the future. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service filed this report.
Donned in tiny white lab, the Health Center of Southeast Kansas offers the camp again in the summer and also hosts a more in-depth camp for middle and high school students interested in healthcare careers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio along with KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more information plus more Kansas News Service stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are closing in on 4 o'clock. At 4:01, we will have an update of news headlines. Then at 4:06, the Middle East is experiencing a mixture of relief and anger and uncertainty as the U.S., Iran, and Israel are disputing what exactly are the terms of the ceasefire. There have been attacks today in Lebanon. Some of the parties say Lebanon was included in this ceasefire. Others say it most certainly was not. We will try and clear up the confusion coming up here on KPR. Again, that gets underway at 4:06, so stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies and always streaming both our KPR1 and KPR2 frequencies at kansaspublicradio.org. There is a 30% chance of showers tonight with a low in the lower 50s, a 50% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of storms in the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
The flowering shrubs and evergreens selected for home landscapes. More at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
For education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
Republicans have to worry about the strength of their coalition.
That is NPR political reporter Elena Moore. Thank you, Elena.
Thanks.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for choosing to spend part of your afternoon with us here at KPR. It is our pleasure to do what we can for you. In our next 30 minutes, Iran says it agreed to 2 weeks of safe passage for ships traversing the Strait of Hormuz. But most vessels are staying put until they are certain it is absolutely safe to go through. Also, apparently there's now going to be a toll. Who do you pay it to? How do you pay it? I'm assuming can't pay a couple million dollars in change. Is it done electronically? Is it done with cryptocurrency? How is this going to work out? We're going to look into all of that. Plus, the terrible snow drought in the West and what it could mean for the summer. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, hosting Weird Science with Mary Roach, author of Replaceable You, Adventures in Human Anatomy, Thursday, April 23rd, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Details at lplks.org.
Every Friday morning on KPR, it's Classics by Request, where we feature classical music suggested by our listeners. Destiny is your host. You can make a request right now for this week's show. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org, click on Shows, find Classics by Request, then join us Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. You'll hear an encore broadcast Saturday at 1 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
30% chance of rain tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. We simulcast Morning Edition, so you can choose either KPR 1 or KPR 2. You can hear the same show. Matthew Algio will be your local host. It's the latest national, international, and regional news. Tune in tomorrow morning.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
It's 4:30.
What they were earlier in the year.
Delta announced Tuesday it is raising checked bag fees as airlines also raise fares to cover the spike in jet fuel costs. Bastian says it's still early to update the full year outlook, but summer travel demand remains strong.
You are listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says there should be more information available to Congress and to Kansans about the war in Iran. Moran says the two-week ceasefire is somewhat of a sigh of relief, but he thinks this is the time for more transparency.
Where are we? How did we get here? What have we accomplished? What are the goals? And the reason I'm looking for information is to make judgment calls, but also so that my constituents know more about this.
Moran chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee. He says more information could help make it clear whether the military action is actually worth the cost. The war has caused fuel and fertilizer costs to go up for Kansas farmers. Moran says farmers are not prepared for another financial challenge. They're already facing high input costs and low profits. A bill currently on the governor's desk would expand how local Kansas jails handle detainer requests from federal immigration officials. Under the measure, county sheriffs could hold individuals based solely on an ICE detainer request, even without criminal charges, while awaiting transfer to federal custody. The bill would allow an administrative warrant to be sufficient. That's not the same as a judicial warrant, which has to be signed by a judge. Administrative warrants are written by immigration officers, not judges. Republican State Representative Brett Fairchild does not agree with the bill and says ICE should have to get judicial warrants.
I don't buy into the whole idea that it wouldn't be possible for our immigration agencies also obtain judicial warrants.
Supporters say the change creates clearer rules for cooperation with federal agencies. In-state tuition for immigrants without documentation could come to an end in Kansas pending a vote in the state legislature. Republicans passed a bill this year to end the policy, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. GOP leaders will try to override that veto as they return to Topeka tomorrow, but they're facing an uphill battle. Some Republican lawmakers have joined Democrats in criticizing that bill. Republicans are also going to try to override a veto on a bill to expand tax credits for families of children who attend private schools. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
When news breaks, Morning Edition takes you there.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. I'm speaking to you as I cross the border into Iraqi Kurdistan.
And NPR's Ruth Sherlock is in Turkey, close to the border with Iran, where she's been speaking.
And we go next to Lebanon, where NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has been covering this from Beirut. Hi there, Hadil.
Good morning.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting, clarity, and context every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up, news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been touting the U.S. military accomplishments in Iran.
Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory on the battlefield.
We will talk about it, what we know, what we still don't know, the status of the ceasefire agreement, and what happens next. Our analysts explain it all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at StonebackAppliance.com.
Kansas Public Radio thanks local businesses including Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields. Their generous donations help make KPR's membership drive possible. 30% chance of showers tonight with a low in the lower 50s. 50% chance of rain and storms tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
For management platform with the goal of making work easier. From CRM to accounting, inventory, and more. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. and from the listeners who support this NPR station.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It is 78 degrees in Manhattan, 79 in Abilene. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller, showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through the 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka, 78 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
Back on Earth. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
This is NPR.
This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can also make a pledge of support. Just click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, a measles outbreak that began in rural Utah is continuing to spread, with hundreds of cases being reported.
It is now hitting people from all different areas of the state with all different practices from all different kinds of communities.
More on the situation in Salt Lake City coming up shortly here on KPR+. Plus, we will visit a special kids camp designed to introduce them to medical careers. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
30% chance of showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. A 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, lows in the mid-50s. In fact, we have a decent chance of showers and storms every day from tomorrow all the way through Tuesday of next week. Just a little heads up for you. It's 76 degrees in Emporia, 79 in Abilene, 78 in Atchison. It is 5:20.
And now I have regret.
Hear about tips on how to navigate these plans on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will come your way. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the All-Members Spring Show starting April 10th with an opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. at Landmark National Bank on 6th Street in Lawrence, open Monday through Friday until June 26th.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 78 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Forget the chaos, the destruction, and the lives lost. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican U.S. Senator Jerry Moran says there should be more information available to Congress and to Kansans about the war in Iran. Moran says the two-week ceasefire is something of a sigh of relief, but he thinks this is time for more transparency.
Where are we? How did we get here? What have we accomplished? What are the goals? And the reason I'm looking for information is to make judgment calls, but also so that my constituents know more about this.
Moran chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee. He says more information could help make it clear whether the military action is worth the cost. The war has caused fuel and fertilizer costs to go up for Kansas farmers. Moran says farmers are not prepared for another financial challenge. They're already facing high input costs and low profits. A bill on the governor's desk would expand how local Kansas jails handle detainer requests from federal immigration officials. Under the measure, county sheriffs could hold individuals based solely on an ICE detainer request, even without criminal charges, while awaiting transfer to federal custody. The bill would allow an administrative warrant to be sufficient. That's not the same as a judicial warrant, which is signed by a judge. Administrative warrants are written by immigration officers, not judges. Republican Representative Brett Fairchild doesn't agree with the bill and says that ICE should get judicial warrants in hand.
I don't buy into the whole idea that it wouldn't be possible for our immigration agencies also obtain judicial warrants.
Supporters say the change creates clearer rules for cooperation with federal agencies. In-state tuition for immigrants without documentation could come to an end in Kansas, pending a vote in the state legislature. Republicans passed a bill this year to end the policy, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. GOP leaders will try to override that veto when they return to Topeka tomorrow. But they're facing an uphill battle. Some Republican lawmakers have joined Democrats in criticizing the bill. Republicans will also try to override a veto on a bill to expand tax credits for families of children who attend private schools. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, pretty pleasant tonight, partly cloudy skies. We do have a 30% chance of showers, and we're expecting a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, there's a 50% chance of showers, with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with lows in the mid-50s, and another 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs on Friday in the mid-60s, Friday night in the mid-70s. In fact, we do have a better than average chance of rain every day all the way through Tuesday of next week. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Connecting to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In rural Kansas, it can be hard to fill jobs in health care, especially for positions like primary care or specialty doctors. A community health center is now working to address this issue by introducing kids to careers in medicine and building a potential workforce for the future. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service filed this report.
Donned in tiny white lab coats, for the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more information, plus Kansas News Service stories, at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the president's threats to bomb Iranian bridges and power plants sparked a backlash from some prominent Trump supporters, such as Tucker Carlson.
It is vile to use the U.S. military to destroy civilian infrastructure in another country, which is to say to commit a war crime against the people of the country.
We'll tell you more about this level of pushback coming up here on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
We do have a 30% chance of showers tonight. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and storms with highs in the mid-70s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Choice Shrubs, offering flowering shrubs and evergreens selected for home landscapes. More at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us tomorrow morning. Morning Edition comes your way from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.